Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Kevin. And, yeah, we're down here, but we're not alone. We've brought a lot of friends with us. Good contingent of purple. And the good news is that Cartersville finished the first half on an upward tick. You didn't like giving up points at the end, but you did hold to a field goal. The big thing is what are you going to be able to do defensively on this first drive of the second half?
We're going to find out because, as Kevin said, Ware County gets the football to start this second half. And we're going to see if the rest at half can keep us fresh. It would be great if we can get it here and get us a stop. Get us a three and out would be the best. Or a turnover actually would be best.
Yeah,
It's going to be a tall order for this defense. We're going to have to play it four quarters. Ware County's not going to go away, but the Canes won't quit either.
Not supposed to be easy.
Yeah, what we're going to need to do on this defensive side of the ball is we've got to find some way to keep the quarterback from finding that open spot and running down the middle. We contain them. We've done a good job on containing the running game.
We basically
stopped their running game.
Well, and Coach Foster, as he said this morning, nobody's been able to contain Castellanos all year long.
That's right.
You know, for the entire game. He's going to get some yardage on you, but we've got to make the stops at the right time. We've got to get those stops on third down.
I do think offensively you got to feel pretty comfortable with how you've been able to run the football and mix things up here, especially in, the latter stages of the last 6 minutes, the last two drives. You've moved the ball with relative ease, and even the times where they sputtered out, they were just missed opportunities or kind of fluky plays.
I would agree with you. Running the ball against Ware County is not an easy task because they stack the box. They do. They just load it up, as you saw in that first offensive possession for the Canes, but we had success in the second quarter.
Yeah.
McStats printing kickoff comes your way. They're local and they're less when it comes to copies while you wait. Black and white, 9 cents each. Color copies are 25 cents each. Hernandez will hit a short pooch kick that will hit around the 20-yard line. It'll go out of bounds. They wanted to find the open spot. They didn't want to find it outside the field of play. So that will give good starting field position to the Ware County Gators as they get the opening possession here, half number two, up 17-14 on the Century Bank scoreboard.
He did find the open spot just a little further, too far out there.
Yeah.
And they won't make them kick it again. They'll actually take it.
Yeah. Put it down at the 35-yard line and go from there.
Yep. So here comes Castellanos and crew. Norton is the running back.
The throw on first down. Fires. Ball was tipped. And then intercepted off the ground. The ball was tipped at the line and then went off the receiver. And from his backside, lying on the ground, the interception is made. They're talking it over. First down, Cartersville.
Wow. What a break.
That's the break we needed right there.
I believe was that Locklear?
I couldn't tell who it was, honestly.
Was lying totally on the ground after having the ball get knocked away, and it just landed right in his lap.
Well, guys, if you remember how it started for Cartersville, Ware County got a break like that on a missed pass like that. Cartersville gets the break here to start the second half, gets the ball back on the Ware County side of the field.
Great opportunity, good field position. Need to do something with it.
From the 46-yard line. Well done, you asked for it, you got it.
Wow, I'll take it.
Four wide set, three wide receivers to the near side. They walk up a linebacker, send pressure. Del Rio Wilson with time, floating it over the middle. He's got a man, and it's a touchdown, Hurricanes. No flags on the play.
My goodness.
A 46-yard strike. Cartersville has their first lead of the night. Two plays into the second half.
Was that Colin Fletcher?
Yes, it was.
My goodness gracious. I believe it was. Canes fans making a little noise now, fellas.
Snap is low. Phillips gets it down, and it's no good. Boy, the mechanics on that have been flawless all season long, and it doesn't go right now. But the Hurricanes up 20-17 on the Century Bank scoreboard. A 46-yard touchdown pass, kickoff in 30 seconds.
Today's mortgage rates. Get pre-qualified or apply for a mortgage loan on your phone by going to CenturyBankNet.com or on the Century Bank of Georgia mobile app. Century Bank makes it easy for you to explore your options or secure your dream home at your convenience. Some online sites charge you a fee to submit an application, but not Century Bank. And many sites bombard you with sales calls and emails just for visiting their website. We don't do that either. Century Bank, 215 East Main Street in Cartersville, and online at CenturyBankNet.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
So, two plays into the second half, Cartersville puts six on the board. And they take their first lead of the night. A McStant sprinting kickoff comes your way. Onside kick, it'll get fielded and covered up at the 43-yard line. Not a bad idea. I like that.
I do, too. Kane staying aggressive. Sending a message to the Ware County Gators. We won't be intimidated. You're going to have to beat us. Again, Gavin Garros back in at linebacker in the middle now for the Canes, along with Tate Smith.
Yep, Tate Smith.
And trying to find the others.
Sam Phillips is out there.
Single back set. They bring in a tight end for the first time tonight. Nothing doing there.
Manny Hayes.
Yeah, Norton on the carry. He's had nothing doing all night long.
Cartavius Norton maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. Actually may have lost a yard. And again, the first time of the night, they brought in a tight end to try to say, look, we're going to try to put an extra body in here to block to get the run game going. Nothing doing. Four wide set. Did lose about a yard. Castellanos to throw. Flushed out of the pocket. Rolling short side. Floats it downfield. It's going to be caught and out of bounds in Cartersville territory around the 35 is Jackson Denton. And that's, again, Castellanos is so good at that. Yeah, got good pressure. He sneaks out the side door and makes a nice catch to a receiver that's dragging across the field.
Bought some extra time with his feet there, Matt. Again, those crossing routes. And, again, here comes the receiver underneath.
All the way across the field, too.
Yep.
From one side to the other.
Right at the 35. Castellanos to throw. It's a swing pass out to the running back Norton. He's going to slip free of a tackle. Got tripped up but kept his balance, then kept fighting for more yardage. And he'll get it down to the 30, so gain of about five. Good balance by Norton.
Yeah.
Who got tripped up, but again, was able to maintain and keep going forward.
I'll tell you what, he took a couple of good licks there, too. He's feeling his ball game right now.
Castellanos to throw again. Throws underneath. It's the wide receiver out of the back. It's the running back out of the backfield. It's Norton, and he's going to get into the end zone. Touchdown. From 30 yards out, just ran a short little route, not even really a wheel route, just went out to the flat, caught him in stride, and nobody picked him up. And Ware County has answered back.
That's the first time Norton's been able to get a head of steam on a play, and he showed he's got some moves once he gets downfield also. Followed his blocking extremely well, made the right cuts, gets into the end zone.
They throw very well to the backs out of the backfield, and that was exemplified there. The snap there is low. Flag is down. And
procedure.
What do we got? Early movement. We're backing them up five. That was kind of a blessing in disguise because the snap rolled back to the holder. All kinds of action here early on in the third quarter.
They'll line it up again, place the ball now at the 15, Matt. So it'll be a 25-yard extra point.
Snap much better this time. The kick will find its way home. 24-20. 4-point lead for Ware County. We'll have more football in just a moment.
Insurance can be a complicated purchase. That's why you should trust Harry Daniel Insurance. As your local independent agent, we take time to listen to you and learn your insurance needs. We then select from multiple companies to find the coverage that will protect you in your time of need. And we will frequently review your policies to make sure you are getting the best value for your money. Harry Daniel Insurance, 15 South Gilmer Street in Cartersville, 770-382-8954 and online at hdins.com.
Cold weather is here. Time for sweatshirts, long sleeve t-shirts, or any other kind of cold weather apparel, jackets and whatnot. You can get it all at McStats Printing, screen printed and embroidered, and all the brands and price points that you need. Bates will send this one back, and this will go into the end zone for a touchback.
No question that young man has a leg that's going to get him to the next level if he keeps working at it. Good leg strength there.
Yes.
What a way to play at the next level and keep moving on.
Yes.
Well, flurry of activity here in the first minute and 32 seconds of half number two. Cartersville got a turnover, scored on a long pass. And then Ware County came right back and they lead by four now. Give DeQuante Jennings, and Jennings will get about 4 or 5 yards on first down behind right tackle.
Yeah, good blocking again by that right side. And again, DeQuante Jennings, even in traffic, makes good cuts, guys.
I'll give them four. Again, their athletes totally confident, not giving any safety help to these wide receivers. Del Rio Wilson throws underneath, pass is going to be complete, out of bounds. Devontae Ross along the far side, they'll move the chains. Quick and easy throw of about 5-6 yards into the Ware County bench. Goes Devontae, and it's a first down.
Kyler Johnson, Sam Phillips to the near side here. And it's Devontae.
They got Granberry as a tight end.
Correct.
Devontae split out wide to the right side. They give to Jennings. And Jennings going to get stacked up. Gain of about a yard or so as he went to try to go behind a Granberry block.
Yeah, that was an interesting scheme there by the Canes. Granberry went to the right side, came back and sealed off a block of a man on the left side, a defensive lineman. But on the right side, there was no room for Jennings that time.
Tried to run it to the short side of the field. Clock runs with 9:30 to go in the third quarter. Cartersville trails 24-20 on the Century Bank scoreboard. Del Rio Wilson to throw. Looking for Sam Phillips. Phillips is going to make a grab in traffic at the 40-yard line. A flag comes down.
Yeah, there was contact before the catch.
Yeah, he grabbed him as he was going around, so that ought to be pass interference. But, you know, great catch.
A beautifully delivered ball by Carlos Del Rio Wilson and a great adjustment to it by Sam Phillips, who twisted his defender around and was able to make the grab in Ware County territory at the 40.
Ball a little bit underthrown. That's why that ball was complete.
Kane's moving.
Jennings, maybe a yard or so behind right guard. Came crashing down, did the Ware County Gators. Malik Mitchell made the tackle.
One of their defensive linemen.
They haven't made many tackles tonight, those front three. Now they'll move linebackers and a defensive back all over the place pre-snap. Rush three, Del Rio Wilson looking again, looking for Devontae all kinds of time. Rolls to his right, now fires it in the direction of Sam Phillips, I believe. He'll make a sliding catch around the 30.
Yeah, they were trying to get the slant across the middle there. Just was not open. Ross was covered.
Boy, they backed everybody off in coverage. One of the Cartersville linemen was kind of just standing there going, I've got nobody to hit. I got nobody to block. And Del Rio Wilson rolled to his right.
Yeah, I thought he was going to take off running for a minute.
Yeah, and then he found a slanting. Sam Phillips, who will get a breather on third and less than a yard. He comes from under center. Will hand to Jennings. Jennings will have first down yardage across the 30-yard line down to the 29.
Yeah, the heavy package in there. I think Jonathan Klein was one of the linemen they brought in there and put a little beef in there.
You also see Del Rio went up under center that time.
He did.
Did that a few times last week. Fletcher checks back into the game. He'll be on the near side with Kyler Johnson and Sam Phillips. Devontae Ross to the far side. Looks, design run now as Del Rio Wilson. He's going to get hit Boy, he's a load to bring down. They'll stack him up and keep on hitting at him. And now a late flag's going to come in. The whistle had blown. They kept on tugging at Del Rio Wilson. And then he got pushed down to the turf, and it's going to cost Ware County 15. Del Rio Wilson comes up and claps in the direction of the defenders. And again, the one thing we've seen a few times, Don, we saw it last week, once he gets hit a couple times, it kind of gets the juices flowing to a different level.
Yeah, he's one of those players that will respond to a little adversity. And so here the Canes are going to get another break. Results in a first down.
7:23 to go in the third quarter. Cartersville trails four, but now have it in the Peachtree Planting red zone for the first and 10 following the penalty. Just like the Hurricanes are trying to reach their goal, your local trusted and professional friends at Peachtree Planting can devise a plan for you to reach your financial goals. To throw, over the middle, caught inside the 10. Let's see where they...
Colby
Benham made the snag. It's going to be inside the 5. It'll be first and goal. Cartersville is going to bring in Jonathan Klein, Ben Robinson, and Nasir Granberry.
Yeah, Phillips and Colby Benham will come out. Benham took a shot but held onto the football. Dante Ross comes out as well. Looks like we're going to go for a ground attack here, Matt.
Again, from under center. And again to Jennings. And again, Jennings is going to pound away behind big bodies. Took a big shot as he got down inside the 3 to the 2.
This is, as they say, big boy football here, Matt.
Yeah, not much question about what they're going to do and who's going to do what. Now they'll empty out the backfield. Del Rio Wilson's going to run it. Going to try to push the pile. They'll stack him up and fight. And they're going to mark him short of the goal line. He ended up in the end zone, but they're going to say
forward progress.
Forward progress stopped.
It's close, though.
Inside the 1. I mean, you got a 230-pound chiseled granite quarterback. I don't see you do anything else other
Third
than
down.
That.
Need to punch it in on this one, Matt.
Third and a yard. The give to Jennings. Jennings is going to fall forward, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown. Woo. Went behind Jonathan Klein, who is one of the second line blockers along the right side. Cartersville's back in the lead.
You had a little second effort on Quante, too, on that one because he was hit before he got into the end zone. We've really seen some tough running.
Really important extra point here, guys. We need it to get back to 3 points on the spread.
Hernandez in.
Go, go, go!
Snap is good, set is good, and the kick is
it's good.
Cartersville back on top, 27-20 on the Century Bank scoreboard with 5:47 to go in quarter number 3. More football straight ahead.
Come see all the new 2020s at Schottenkirk Honda of Cartersville, like the Fit Hatchback, the Classic Civic Coupe or Sedan, the HRV, CRV, or Hybrid Honda Insight. Maybe you need a family-hauling Honda Odyssey or the 4x4 performance of a Honda Ridgeline pickup. Schottenkirk is also your local used car superstore where you can choose from over 150 pre-owned vehicles. Schottenkirk Honda, Main Street in Cartersville, on Facebook and at hondaofcartersville.com.
Correction, 27-24, Cartersville on top on the Century Bank scoreboard. And McStats printing kickoff comes your way.
And we'll take what they're giving us on the scoreboard.
Yeah,
they're
giving us a 33. Hopefully that's a foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Hernandez will hit a short pooch kick that will be fair cap at the 31-yard line.
I still like the strategy there, keeping it out of the hands of Brandon Mills and the like in that deep set. Not let them get ahead of steam because they could flat fly.
All right. Again, it's not supposed to be easy.
It's not.
The Hurricanes hanging in there.
This is definitely not for the faint at heart right now.
They still can't get the scoreboard correct.
Now we've gone to 36.
That's fine.
Now 39.
Yeah, we're... It's like a basketball game.
So I hit a three-pointer.
Castellanos to throw on first down. We'll throw it. Nice catch around the shoestrings. And out A gain of about 10. Little slot receiver, Jackson Denton.
He's been a pest all night long.
Picked that one up off of the ground, off of his shoe top.
Between Denton and Mills.
It was a good catch.
They have got a slew of really talented receivers.
Yeah, they're going to give him 9.5 on that catch.
Clock runs with 5:15 to go in the third. Delayed run by Castellanos. He'll get the first down yardage. Gavin Garrels will make the tackle as he slides down around the 42, 43-yard line.
Yeah, Castellanos is struggling with his footing. Now he's seems to be limping a little bit now, Matt. Or maybe it's an equipment issue, but he has struggled with his footing, especially in the middle of the field where it's chewed up just a little bit in that brown grass.
Well, you know, we've seen him a couple of times that he really had to, his legs went different directions.
Cartersville rushes three. Again, Castellanos is going to try to run. Throws at the last second. Took a big shot. Incomplete.
And that was, as they say, an ill-advised throw. Yeah. Tate Smith was right in the passing lane.
Yeah.
Not a good decision by Castellanos.
No, that could have been. Of course, he threw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball from 20 feet away, but Tate Smith was right in that passing lane. That could have gone back the other way. From the 42, Castellanos on second and 10 with time in the pocket, throws it over the middle. Again, it's the slot receiver, Denton. He'll make the catch short of the 49-yard line. It'll be third and about four.
Trying to get the number of that player. Maybe Miles Forrestall, or is that Tate Smith?
It is.
Forrestall
on
the tackle. No, 32. It was Tate Smith.
That's Tater. Again, single back set. Ball's on the near side hash. A third and 3.5 or four for Ware County. Carters will walk up. They'll bring extra pressure. They try to run it, and it'll be short. Brought down right at the line. Castellanos had nowhere to go.
Ooh, Gavin Garrels
down.
Gavin Garrels in on the tackle there. Shot the gap and got him.
Yeah, they brought Amari Orr and Evan Slocum from the right side of the defense.
They leave the offense
on the field.
They're going
to leave the offense on the field. They'll snap it, and Castellanos is going to run it, and he will have first down yardage into Cartersville territory at the 44-yard line. Got about four more than he needed. He's just that elusive.
He is. He doesn't need much space at all. That was a big first down for the Ware County Gators.
Yeah, it
sure was. Shows you the level of confidence they have in his ability to make good decisions.
Well, it's also playoff football, guys. It's win or go home.
To throw on first down, Castellanos fires over the middle, tipped away by Gavin Garrels as they tried to catch a streaking Joel Atkinson across the middle.
Castellanos is imploring his wide receiver to run a different route. They were not on the same page, and he's been very demonstrative on the field at this point.
Manny Hayes and Nasir Granberry will get a blow here on second and 10 from the Cartersville 43-yard line. Castellanos with time again, throws that ball again, was tipped, and again it was Garrels who jumped up and deflected it just enough so that it would fall incomplete.
Going to bring up another big third down play, guys. Yeah, this one's going to be third and 10.
He's talking to his receiver again.
Locklear was there in coverage. He'll come off third and 10.
Looking to the sideline for the play call.
Yeah.
Now they're getting set.
Keep an eye on Brandon Mills and also look out for Norris out of the backfield.
And swing.
Castellanos is going to throw it out to Norris. He'll make the catch. Norton, rather. And he's going to fight and get down to about the 35, about 2.5, 3 yards short of where he needs to be.
About a long yard, they'll say.
Wow, that's a pretty good spot.
Yep.
Yeah, it was.
Another big, big play here.
Fourth and about a yard. They'll run power to the right side. They got flags down. It came from the back judge. The Carters will have too many guys on the field.
Yeah, substitution infraction.
Ouch.
Participation, too many on the field for Cartersville.
That's a illegal participation, not substitution infraction. You're correct, Matt.
Yep.
We got to the number 12 instead of 11. I'll tell you, a lot of pressure here. You're having to move fast in this game.
The throw on first down is Castellanos, rolling to his right. Again, going to run it. And he's going to make one, two, three guys miss. He'll get inside the 20 and get shoved out of bounds by Evan Slocum, somewhere in the neighborhood of the 12.
Fellas, you think you've got him cornered.
Yep.
And he just takes one more step and finds another gear, and he is gone.
You ever been to the fair and they got the grease pig contest? That's about, I mean that as complimentary as you can. He's
right.
Just that elusive. You think you got him bottled up, and he is just right. You think you got him, and you don't.
Fast, and then aside from being fast, he's got quick feet, and that fakes folks out.
A lot of whiffing on the field tonight.
So down to the 12-yard line, puts them in the Peachtree Planting red zone. The Ware County Gators, who trail Cartersville at the moment by 3, 27-24. He's got a play action, keeping himself with room at the 10, at the 5, will slide and dive for the end zone, and they'll mark him down around the 1.
Fellas, you saw what happened there. He was bottled up in the backfield. He just faked and spun and took off to the near sideline, to the Cartersville sideline. Everybody had corralled him in on the other side.
It was a good fake to the running back, and people converged on the running back, and then he pulled the ball out.
Well, this is as advertised. They'll load up the right side of the line of scrimmage on a first and goal from the 1. They'll snap to Castellanos, and he'll get into the end zone for the touchdown. Comes with a minute 30 to go in the third.
Yeah, he only needed a couple of yards, and that's really not much of a challenge, really, for Castellanos, honestly.
He's just that special.
He is. You just got to tip your hat to that kind of ability.
Castellanos with the touchdown run, his third run of the night. Third touchdown run of the night. Snap is good. Set is good. We got whistles before the snap, or what happened? I'm going to say the extra point's good. I thought they had blown it dead before or so, but the extra point finds its mark. 30-27 now in favor of Ware County. We'll be back after this short timeout.
I'm Glenda Mitchell with Glenda Mitchell Law Firm. If you've been involved in a car, truck, or motorcycle accident, give me a call. When you hire me, you work with me. I give every client my personal cell phone number so you can call or text me anytime. If you can't come to me, don't worry. We'll come to you.
Online at GlendaMitchellLawFirm.com, on Facebook by searching Glenda Mitchell Law Firm, or by phone at 770-694-1883. That's 770-694-1883.
Again, my apologies on the score. The score is Ware County 31 and Cartersville 27 on the Century Bank scoreboard. They count money a lot better than I count scores. And the people at the scoreboard must be the first night on the job. Here's a McStats Pritting kickoff. Driven a no-doubter into the back of the end zone. I've noticed that the GHSA requirement for the neutral site has gone
it's
totally
gone by
away.
The wayside,
but that's
yeah.
Okay. We talked about it quite frequently. Quite honestly, yes. I don't like the policy anyway. I think you
I
go
agree.
On the road, you ought to experience what it's like
yes.
to play in this
I,
place
I
no matter
agree.
Where you go.
I agree. I think if you've earned the home field advantage, it needs to be an advantage.
Absolutely. Cartersville gets it at their 20-yard line, now trailing 4 with 1:30 to go in the third quarter.
Fletcher, Phillips, Ross, and Johnson, your wide receivers. Quante Jennings at running back.
Del Rio Wilson to throw on first down. Pump fakes. Now he's going to take it himself, and he will get hit and spin, get about 4 or 5 yards, and they'll stop his forward progress after about 6, actually.
Yeah, you're going to have to tuck that football in a little closer there. He got spun around, and you don't need to be running with it outside of your body. Good news, 6 yards on the play, Matt. As you said, he's a tough one to bring down, too.
Clock runs, final minute of play in quarter number 3. Hard count, look to the sideline, still 15 on the play clock. Quick throw to the outside to Sam Phillips. Phillips looking for a crease. Will break two tackles, and he's free at the 40. He's at the 50, lowers his head, stiff arms a man, and is down into Ware County at on the 42-yard line. Boy, what a play by Sam again. Physical on the run.
That's about as physical as you can get on a run. The man had him wrapped up, and he said, "You're not tackling me."
Phillips split the defenders. He did that earlier on a play headed the other way, Matt, as we scored early in the second half there. But also just a great job. Just a Phillips with determined to get through those defenders.
Cartersville does not have to snap the ball again this quarter. And I believe they'll just let the quarter run out and hold four fingers in the air. We've got 12 minutes to play to decide who's going to take it to the next round of the state playoffs. Right now, Cartersville trails by four on the Century Bank scoreboard, but a lot of football to play from the Swamp in Ware County. We'll be right back.
The Georgia High School Association is a voluntary, nonprofit organization composed of over 460 public and private high schools. The GHSA administers regulations for region and state competition in 19 sports and 2 activities. Founded in 1908, the GHSA strives to promote good sportsmanship, participant safety, and fair play among its member schools. For more information, visit ghsa.net. Follow at Official GHSA on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. The Georgia High School Association would like to thank its corporate partners for their valuable support of high school athletics and activities. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance, Georgia Electric Membership Corporation, Gatorade, Wilson, BSN Sports, Atlanta Hawks, Mizuno, Atlanta Braves, Subway, Sport Medicine South, Atlanta Track Club, NFHS Network, Regions Bank, Max Preps, GoFan, and Georgia Public Broadcasting.
48 minutes to play, a lifetime to remember. We're down to the final 12 of regulation. Cartersville was down 14. They've been atop. They've been behind. They've gone back and forth here in quarter number three, and we start the fourth. It's Cartersville with a first and 10 in Ware County territory at the 42. Jennings will get the carry, and he's going to break free along the far side. Have first down yardage out to the 27-yard line.
Coach Jason Strickland, the head coach of the Ware County Gators, talking about Quante Jennings this week on his podcast, says that young man just runs angry, trying to make up for the time he's missed over his career and injuries, and he is having a great senior year.
Actually, I put him at the 25.
Tell you, you got to give a lot of credit to the offensive line.
Oh, yes.
Granberry stays in at tight end. They send a linebacker, and it's going to be Del Rio Wilson running it himself, and he will bang forward inside the 25.
Yeah, they came on the outside blitz at that time, and he was a little late getting there, but some very physical play on the inside of that field there, Matt.
That was a power run by the quarterback, a gain of 3. Fletcher's going to come on in for Granberry.
15 on the play clock. Got to get it moving.
Yeah, they're having a little bit of a personnel issue.
Play clock
eight
running
on the
down. Coach Foster ready to call timeout.
They'll get it snapped. Del Rio Wilson to throw. Under duress, now going to go out, get chased, and he will go down around the 25. They upended him. And again, that play was called, and they had to get it snapped so quickly because they were slow changing out personnel.
Yeah. I don't think we were ever in sync on that play.
No, we wasn't on that play.
Third and 9. So Rio Wilson gets the call, barks it out to his teammates. 3 receivers to the near side. It's the wide side of the field. 10:08 to go in this game. Cartersville down 4. Del Rio Wilson to throw, fires, caught, first down at the 5, Devontae Ross, just a bullet over the middle.
And he pops up like a jack-in-the-box after he got through.
Delivered a blow, too.
Special player, Devontae Ross, in his senior year, having a great, great year. He committed to Marshall, headed to be a part of the Thundering Herd.
First and goal from the 3, clock runs with 9:45 to go. Again, Granberry in at a tight end. Jennings to the left of Del Rio Wilson. Jennings, touchdown.
My goodness.
Wow.
I mean, there was very little resistance by Ware County on that. They just got blown up at the line of scrimmage.
You're right,
man. Quante pounded it in.
Blew him off of the line of scrimmage right there. One of the easier runs that he's made tonight.
Jennings having another good night, guys. That's his third touchdown, as Matt said, on the ground. Good job.
Case Adams to snap. Phillips will hold. And the kick is good. Cartersville back up by three. 34-31. Hurricanes on top on the Century Bank scoreboard. If you go anywhere, you're crazy. Keep it tuned right here.
Yeah.
You already know at Johnny's Pizza we offer $1 cheese slices on Monday, and Tuesdays we host team trivia at 7:30. But I also wanted to take a moment to let you know about our extensive lunch menu that we offer Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We offer 9 different lunch options, each with a free drink. They're made fresh to order, and we'll make sure that we get you out of here in plenty of time to get back to your day. Stop by Johnny's Pizza for lunch, 244 North Dixie Avenue.
Another McStats printing kickoff comes your way. Kevin Pate said neither one of these teams would score more than 24 in the game. They both have.
Well, I'll tell you this. What I was saying in my mind on the way down here, you're going to have to score at least 28 points to win the game. You're going to have to score more than that now.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to score more than 34, too.
I think so.
Another McStats printing kickoff comes your way. Hernandez, more traditional kick, is going to send it back. Taken right at the 2-yard line by Orion Robinson. And he's going to run in and get pinballed off of several different defenders. And he'll get brought down around the 15-yard line.
Good coverage by the Canes kick coverage team that time. They did try to pin him deep, and it's going to work out in the Canes' favor. Going to pin him inside the 20.
Now, Robinson took about 4 or 5 hits, and he's a little bit slow to get up. And he'll get helped up by his mates and head to the sideline.
A little different kickoff strategy for the Canes that time.
And it worked.
It did.
Miles Forrestal, Amari Orr, the outside linebackers. Gavin Garros, along with Tate Smith, playing inside linebacker.
Gives you a little more speed in there.
Yeah. Robinson, who was the return man, into the slot. Castellanos to throw. Now he's going to roll to his right, fire it, and it's going to be caught. Around the 30-yard line, what a grab. Mm. And there's that man again. Brandon Mills, under great coverage, took a big hit by Evan Slocum at the 30-yard line. But again, it's just rolling out. Castellanos finds his man, takes a big hit, a great play.
Well, when the quarterback has 5, 6, 7 seconds to throw it, and that's no slant on our defensive line. He just eludes you with his feet and buys time.
Yeah. Play action, design run. Castellanos is going to get wrapped up and dropped.
Gavin Garros.
See, and when he does that, when he does all of that moving around.
Or is that Forrestal? I can't tell.
That's Tate Smith.
Okay.
Weave between those big-bodied linemen who made the tackle. And now we've got early movement.
I believe they got
by
a head
Ware
start.
County.
What I was saying a while ago, also when he starts that movement back there, it also puts a little extra pressure on your secondary to cover those guys, and it gives them that extra time to get open, and it's hard to cover
that
the
long.
Receivers that they
it
got.
Sure is.
Hurricanes up 34-31 on the Century Bank scoreboard with 8:33 to go in this football game.
Garros comes out, put a little more speed in there at linebacker now. Probably Locklear. I can't tell the number, but it looks like it may be Locklear in the middle with Tate Smith now.
Now a little bit of a personnel issue as they move guys around. Still plenty of time on the play clock. They'll run the running back out of the backfield. Castellanos is going to spin free again when we thought we had him. Still dancing around. Still dancing around. Breaks another tackle. Still on his feet. Is going to throw it downfield, and he's got a man there, and it's going to be caught by Norton into Cartersville territory.
My goodness.
At the 32-yard line.
That's all Castellanos.
Yep.
When you know that he scrambles that long, has that much time, there is no way our secondary can cover five or six receivers that long.
He was under duress about four different times and was able to somehow shake free. And again, no fault of the effort.
No.
And he found Norton, and now they'll hit him as he delivers low to the outside, incomplete. They got right on him very quickly that time. He's a special, special talent.
Yes, he is.
We brought the outside blitz that time, and we got to him that he was off target. We got a clean jersey coming in there. I'm trying to see the number, but I can't. It looked like a 29, Grant, but I can't.
It might be Granberry, and then the nose.
Well, no, Granberry's not that clean.
From the Cartersville 32-yard line, Castellanos to throw, delivers near side, catch along the ground at the 29, a small gain, grabbed by Robinson.
James Daniels, number two.
So Robinson, number 13, is in there.
Ben Robinson for us. Yeah, number two is James Daniels for Ware.
So third and six now from the 29-yard line for Ware County, who trail by three with 7:14 to go. Castellanos with all kinds of time again is going to run. And they're going to get him in the grasp, and they're going to dunk him back at the 37.
Evan Slocum. Oh, my goodness. What a play by Evan Slocum. Slocum, the Wake Forest commit. Able to get in there on a safety blitz, evidently, or else on a spy play, Matt.
Their kicker could kick something from around 50, but they're not going to do that. They thought he was brought back. They mark him down around the 30.
Yeah, that's a very, very favorable spot.
Oh, man.
Maybe I have no idea, but it's fourth and 11 from the 33, and Castellanos fires. Incomplete. It goes over on downs. A big hit by Devontae Ross on the receiver. I mean, jarred it. He's slow to get up.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead, Don.
No, what a play by Devontae Ross. Timed the hit perfectly. It was bang, bang, with the bang, bang that came in the right formation there for Cartersville. Devontae Ross getting it done on both sides of the football tonight.
And they'll tend to the injured player who's still down on the ground writhing in pain.
Clean hit.
6:27 to go. We're going to take a timeout while they tend to the injured player. Don't go anywhere.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with an agent at Watkins Insurance and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing that you are protecting the ones you love.
Call Watkins Insurance at 770-382-1972.
Orion Robinson was the injured player. Remember, he took a couple of big hits. He was the kick returner that took a shot.
Yeah.
So Cartersville has it up three with 6:27 to go on the road at Ware County. They were down 14-0, and they now lead by three. The give on first down is to Jennings, and Jennings will find a crease and get about 7 yards out to the 37-yard line.
That offensive line grounding it out, guys. They were special last week at St. Pius, and they're getting it done here tonight again.
Closer to 5-6 yards as we look at things a little bit further. And again, Cartersville now in the mood to run down this clock a little bit, shorten this game up three. Granberry at tight end. They'll send an outside linebacker. We lost the ball. And he's able to fall on it as Del Rio Wilson went to pump fake, and it just absolutely slipped out of his hands. Fortunately, he was able to cover it up.
They brought outside pressure from the linebacker and got coming to Del Rio's face. He looked up and just lost the handle of the ball. And Matt, guys, I'm not sure that it's not getting damp out here.
It is damp.
The dew point is getting things a little bit moist. Fletcher checks into the game on a 3rd and 14. With time, Del Rio Wilson going to look for Kyler Johnson. Johnson, it's delivered wide of the field of play, and it'll be 4th down.
That looked like that ball absolutely slipped out of his hands again there, Matt, and it just sailed high and outside. And no way for Kyler Johnson to get any contact with it in the field of play. Gaines will have to punt.
With 5:03 to go, Philip Schultz will come in.
Case Adams with the snap.
Two guys back deep. Schultz will rugby style kick it. Line driver that will bounce, won't be returnable, and they'll let it roll on down and let it roll dead.
Don't
around the
it.
25 yard line. 30 second timeout, 4:50 to go. Cartersville holding on to a 3-point lead on the Century Bank scoreboard.
When you make the right decision, it feels good. Like picking out the perfect TV to watch the football games with your family. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision too. I'm Pamela Perrone, State Farm agent right here in Cartersville, and here to help select the right insurance protection at the right price. My team and I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect even when the unexpected happens. With Pamela Perrone, State Farm, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call us when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, I'm here to help.
Castellanos with his team from the 25, going to tuck it up and run on first down, and he's going to lunge forward. He'll have about 13, 14 yards on a designed quarterback run.
Yeah, they saw the way that we lined up on defense. We left a pretty good gap there on that left side of the line there and able to get
through.
It's
coming back.
It's coming back,
though.
Oh, good. Didn't see the flag, sorry.
Neither did I.
I see it now. We'll take it. Maybe that's why there was such a big hole on that side. There must be some holding.
That's a big one. That'll back him up 10. It'll be first and 20. From inside the 15 now.
Back
it up, Harry! Stays in that three-man front. They're spying the quarterback. They'll flip it to the outside. Out of the backfield, it's Norton, and he's going to get grabbed there and dropped. Again, great open field tackle. I believe that's Tate Smith.
He's in the neighborhood. There's another. It looks like a Marior also over there.
That's who it was, Marior.
Amari was able to slow him down, let Tater come in and clean him up.
Okay. Very little gain on the play. And now we got whistles, and we got offsides on Cartersville.
Encroachment offside against Cartersville.
That'll give them five back. Second down and about 12, I guess. Second and about 15. They got to get out to the 35, 36 area. Clock stopped with 4:02 to go in this football game. Cartersville leads 34-31 on the Century Bank scoreboard. Castellanos has been a one-man wrecking crew. He throws it underneath. They just set up a screen and a great play on defense. There's Amari Orr. Went right between two defenders and made a diving tackle on the running back, Norton.
Yeah.
Great job. Great closing in there by the Canes defense. Really, for no gain, Matt. Maybe even a loss of one, but at least no gain.
Third and about 15. Don't take a deep breath at all. Castellanos back to throw. Under pressure, fires it, complete. Bouncing off a tackle and out to the 48-yard line is the receiver, Joel Atkinson.
Well, that time we tried the same tactic, tried to knock the ball loose rather than tackle the man. Ross put a big hit on him. He was able to hold on to it and swing away and get another 5 or 10 yards after the catch.
The catch would have resulted in a first down anyway. They just got some bonus yards on it.
Yeah.
But they convert on a third and long. Out near midfield with 3:05 to go. Throws underneath, incomplete. Tried to catch Orion Robinson on a little cut route across the middle.
Yeah, you had a little extra pressure that time. Had to get rid of it a lot quicker than he wanted to.
Grogan comes out from arrest. Manny Hayes in at the line. Ben Robinson, I think, in there also on one of those lines.
2:58 to go. Second and 10. They'll get to Castellanos. He'll shake free. He'll stiff arm a guy, continue, and then he's going to throw it downfield, and it's going to be intercepted at the back end. I believe that's Evan Slocum. Castellanos extended the play.
What a special player. I'm kind of trying to see. Mayhall.
It's Jaqueline, number 19.
Jaqueline Mayhall on the back half of that. On what may be the play of the year.
That's huge, guys. We're at 2:47 to go in this game with a three-point lead. Canes get the football back.
Couple of first downs. Slow first down.
Ware has all three of their timeouts. Cartersville leads by three in the swamp in Ware County. They've run the ball effectively all night. And they'll look to shorten things up here. Only nine on the play clock as they come to the sideline with the play. The give will be to Jennings, and he'll slide down. And I believe Cartersville may have called a timeout, and they did before the play clock ran out. We're going to catch a breath with them. Woo. Timeout, Hurricanes. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Every year, Benjamin Moore and Morris Color Center are proud to introduce Bartow County to newer and better paint. Benjamin Moore invents products that are great at turning heads and even make you rethink what paint can do. In fact, since Benjamin Moore paint goes so far beyond your expectations of paint, it kind of makes you wonder, is it still paint? Yes, it is. Available from Sammy Morris at Morris Color Center, your Benjamin Moore paint store, South Tennessee Street. Call them at 770-382-4990.
So we reset things here. Cartersville up 34-31 on the Century Bank scoreboard. They have it first and 10 at their own 25-yard line following a Jaqueline Mayhall interception. Jennings is the tailback. He'll get the call on first down. They'll stack him up. Maybe a yard. Cartersville looking to shorten this game as the play clock reads 30, and now Ware County's going to burn their first timeout. We're going to take it with them again. We'll be right back with 2:31 to go. Cartersville up three on the Century Bank scoreboard.
All you want for Christmas can be found at Cartersville Ace Hardware. Hi, this is Eric Allison of Cartersville Ace. We have the brands you love. The Big Green Egg, the only outdoor cooker you will ever need or want. We have every size and all the accessories. Here's a present that's hard to wrap but easy to give. A steel chainsaw, trimmer, or blower. Everything you need for everyone on your Christmas list. Cartersville Ace Hardware, West Avenue near Ingalls.
Don, you were saying a little bit of a break. The Ware County Gators led about 10 seconds off the clock before they decided to burn that timeout.
That is correct, and we'll take it. But, guys, Kane's going to have to get a first down or two to seal the win here in the swamp at Memorial Stadium in Waycross.
They'll get the call from the sideline and come out with the play. Ware County's going to put all of their guys up in the box. And again, the give will be to Quante, and he'll get about three or four. And again, Ware County's going to take a timeout. We'll keep it right here for this one. Remind you, after the game, the Harry Daniel Insurance postgame party. Determine exactly what kind of party that's going to be in about 2 minutes and 24 seconds of game time.
You are correct. Let me tell you guys, our Cartersville Purple Hurricanes have acquitted themselves very well tonight. And here they are with the lead with 2 minutes and 24 seconds to go. I don't know what else you could have asked out of this group tonight to come into hostile territory, a five-hour road trip or plus, and then come in here and play as well as they have tonight.
Well, and again, it sounds Pollyanna, but you're exactly right. No matter what happens from this point forward, this team has represented themselves. They got down 14-0 early. A couple of really bad breaks put the defense in bad position. They just have gotten off the deck. And here they are, 2 minutes and 24 seconds away. And with a three-point lead, but it is third down and 7. And again, the Gators will load up the line of scrimmage. Play action, throw to the outside. It's Devontae, and he has it go off his shoulder pad and incomplete. He'd have been short of the mark anyway.
He would. He was trying to make a move after catch. Yeah. That's one of the old, you got to catch it first.
Yeah, he took his eye off the ball and then just.
They wanted to let him catch it short of the sticks and make a move. And he's angry with himself. Clock stops with 2:19 to go in the game. And Philip Schultz sets to punt this one away.
Two men deep for Ware County. Number 88 and 11.
Flag right as the ball is snapped. Fair catch called for at the 40-yard line. Let's see what we got.
Ware County may have gotten a jump.
What is the call?
The white man in the white hat's about to signal. Are they waving it off?
Are they? I don't know. The side judge threw it right when it was snapped. It's going to be a legal procedure. Against Cartersville, I guess they'll decline it and take the ball right there where it is. 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Ware County has.
Now, wait a minute. They've changed their mind.
Thought that was a little bit odd.
No, they haven't.
Well, no, what they did is they. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. They marked off the penalty and gave them the ball at the 45. 2:12 to go. Castellanos will throw to the outside to Norton. Norton is going to get free along the far sideline and dance out of bounds after a gain of about 7. I don't see how you're able to administer that penalty. You either take the penalty in the 5 yards and have a re-kick, or you decline the penalty and you get it where it is. They marked off the 5 and gave him the ball. As it is, Norton out of bounds in Cartersville territory at the 49. Clock stop with 2:05. Castellanos to throw, far side, complete, and out of bounds with first down yardage is the receiver. Jackson Denton, they'll move the chains. 2 minutes square, Cartersville leads 34-31. But Ware County with it in Cartersville territory and on the move at the 39. Castellanos is going to run to the far side, and he'll get out of bounds again. Forced out after a gain of about 1 or 2.
Yeah, only used 6 seconds of the clock that time, Matt, and they're able to get down the field, not using much clock at all because all 3 plays have gone out of bounds.
He just looks, sees if he sees something he likes, and he just takes off. He's unstoppable. He's just faster than everybody else. Castellanos surveys the field, being chased, throws, flag down. I think it's complete, but this is the area where there's going to be holding.
That should
or perhaps
be
a guy
downfield.
Like.
It's either going to be a lineman downfield or holding, one of those two. It's right in the middle of the field, close to the line of scrimmage.
Take the lineman downfield, that'd be a good option.
Holding, I believe.
Either way, it's a hold. Okay, any port in a storm here. That'll back him up 10. Put him back around the 48-yard line. Second down and about 18.
They scare me on these long plays, though.
They've been scary all night. Castellanos, pump fakes. Now he's going to throw to the near side. He's got it complete. It's Robinson. Robinson is going to get brought down by Devontae Ross. Nice play in the open field. Just hung on for dear life. Slung him down by his jersey. After a gain of about 8, it's 3rd and 10.
Yeah, once Devontae got a hold of that jersey, he was not going to let go.
Clock runs with a minute 23. They're showing Ware with no more timeouts.
Defense! 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 Defense!
Castellanos is going to run, pressing the line of scrimmage. Now he's going to chase to the far side. He takes a big hit of Mari Orr, I believe, lowered the boom on him. It'll be short of the yardage. Did he go out of bounds on the hit?
They did stop the clock.
It'll be a minute 3. And he about knocked him into next week. Is he okay?
Knocked his helmet off.
My goodness, if his helmet came off, then he can't come on the field for the next play.
It sure looked like it.
Number 3's coming in.
They have no timeouts. They can't buy him back onto the field with a timeout.
Number 3 is Orion Robinson. He is the backup quarterback. So Castellanos is out for a play.
Fourth down and 10 with 1:03 to go. And the backup quarterback has to come in for his first snap of the night.
Watch a little flare pass to number 5.
This is it. Robinson looks under pressure. He's going to try to throw it. The ball is loose. They scramble around for it. Cartersville's got it. And going back the other way. Now they're going to say he's down.
Oh, my goodness, fellas.
Miles Forrestal ended up with the ball, but it doesn't matter. It's over on downs. There's 40.9 seconds to go.
Golly bum.
Oh, my goodness. What a ball game, gentlemen. It's not quite over yet. 40 seconds to go, as you say, Matt, but the Canes have got the football. Ware County has no timeouts. It's going to be victory formation for the Canes.
After trailing 14-0, Cartersville gets off the deck. They're going to have a fun bus drive home. Woo! They stand on the sideline. Folks are going nuts here. 34-31. Cartersville 41 seconds away from advancing to the semifinals in the state.
A trip back to Weinman Stadium.
Yes, sir. With Jack Howell and Banana Pudding.
Yep.
Fans are lining the hedges on the side of the field. They've already made the announcement that you can't have people on the field. A snap, a knee, and they got to do it one more time. No, they don't. The Hurricanes have blown in to Ware County, and they've drained the swamp.
Oh, my goodness. That's a purple hurricane, guys. That was an angry hurricane. Jack, I talked to you at halftime when we were down 14-0. I said one thing to you. I said, GAC, you remember that game years ago when we were getting our doors blown off and came back out and won that game?
Stopped the clock.
Well, they stopped the clock because the clock that hadn't been right all darn night, they had one timeout left, which is I thought they did. They didn't have to burn their last timeout because of the incomplete pass.
Yes.
They took it off there. So Cartersville is going to have to take a knee one more time, and then they're going to head on the bus back home, and they're going to be getting ready for next Friday to take on whoever won the Coffey-Calhoun game. And perhaps now the folks on NFHS on the other side know what a purple hurricane is.
My goodness. Oh, my.
Snap, knee, semifinals. We'll see you next Friday at Weinman Stadium. Cartersville's going to march out of here with a 34-31 victory and rip the hearts out of the Ware County Gators.